Fan-run radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Sports Knoxville, powered by our friends at Citizens Bank, the official bank of The Drive. Look forward to going up there. We got a shindig with our friend. Looking forward to seeing those folks. Right now, we got another hour to go here at Corner 16, and appreciate everybody who's come out to see us so far. Those of you just getting off work in the West Knoxville area, swing by, put your name in the hat for a drawing for a $25 copper car. This is good at any copper cellar restaurant. You can eat at Calhoun's, you can eat at Smoky Mountain Brewery, Cappuccino's, ooh, Chesapeake's, ooh, or right here at Corner 16. We're at 1640 Bob Kirby Road if you're in the Ball Camp area, the Hardin Valley area. Right across from the Ball Camp Food City on Middlebrook, the corner of Bob Kirby and Middlebrook Pike. Come on out, stop by, put your name in the hat for the drawing. Stay and have a beer, if you will. Would love to see you out here this afternoon at Corner 16. Phone number if you want to jump on board, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on The Drive this afternoon. And I don't think, you know, we had the tweeter earlier accuse us of being too negative. I mean, is there a lot of positivity out there?
Well, it's just real, being realistic about what we're up against this weekend. I mean, it's a machine.
It is a machine. I mean, that's the way. It's just a big, all-encompassing, monolithic force that rolls over everything in its way.
I mean, the rules are it. What I don't. I try not to let myself get too into it because I end up getting really pissed off because they play by a completely different set of rules in every facet of their program.
Do you think? I mean, is there anybody who's got something for them this year, whether it's in the SEC or in the playoff?
No.
You don't think? I mean,
maybe Ohio State. Maybe.
It's going to have to be. I mean,
you don't think LSU could play with them?
Yeah. I think they might lose a
game
regular season.
In Baton Rouge.
I could see them losing a regular season game like that, where it's in Baton Rouge, it's night game, correct?
I don't think it's been announced yet. But it's probably going to be a 3:30 CBS unless they have one of those 8 p.m. flex games that they can put it on.
I'd be willing to bet that's the one they've been saving their flex for. You know LSU wants it to be at night.
Boy,
I don't know.
They're going to murder Auburn this year, aren't they?
you never know.
After getting beat down on the plains by them last year,
Titletown this year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're going to get smoked.
Who else do they have left?
Mississippi State and some small school.
The Citadel. Why is this Citadel? Why is Alabama playing the Citadel?
I mean, I know why the Citadel's playing Alabama, because that's probably their operating budget for the next year.
That's stupid. That's not a college football game. That's a glorified snuff film.
I've
seen those kids get murdered out there by Alabama. The Lords of Discipline taking to the road.
Excellent movie.
Better book. 865-546-8200. 546-8200 if you want to jump in. Today's hot question for those of you just joining us. You saw SEC Film Room last night on the SEC Network. It was pretty fantastic. Jeremy Pruitt sat down with Matt Stinchcomb and reviewed the film from Tennessee's win over Auburn over the weekend. But what had Vol Twitter in an uproar was the revelation that Jeremy Pruitt celebrated the win by drinking not one, but two glasses of his favorite drink. He says this is his favorite beverage, right? Tomato juice. Mater juice.
Surely that was just a slip up. Man, he just got caught up in the moment.
No, did you see it? I saw it. That was not a slip up. He was serious. He was serious.
He's country. From Alabama. Guy likes tomato juice, cornbread, buttermilk.
The fact that Jeremy Pruitt's favorite drink is tomato juice blank. 44% of the audience says still like him, but come on, man. 34% of the audience says it makes him like him more, and 22% says, dude, that's just weird. So, you got a good
range. I feel like you're hating on the tomato juice drinkers.
I kind of am.
Have you ever tried a can of V8?
Yes, full disclosure. Full disclosure, this might get me in trouble, but I'm going there. My wife loves it, loves V8 juice. Whenever we go on an airplane trip, she always orders, like, I've never seen her drink it anywhere else, but she always orders it on the airplane.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, that's weird, that's gross, what are you doing? It grosses me out. And of course, her response is, she likes it, and it's healthy.
Yeah.
And so I like trying to take care of myself. I'm like, you know what? I read the content. It is healthy, man. It's great stuff in there. So a year or two ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. And she bought some cans of it.
Right.
I crack one of those things open, pour it in a glass. It looks gross. It just looks gross.
That's the whole thing. You don't pour it in the glass. Drink straight out of the can.
Doesn't
chug
matter
it.
What the receptacle is, Bear.
And when you can see it, it changes your opinion of it. Dullard, suck it down straight out of a little can. One big giant drink. You can feel it. You're the guy who tells me you can feel it.
That's
when
not
you
a good
eat
beverage.
Raw broccoli. That you feel it.
Tell him, Brandon. Tell him the obvious point he's missing here.
If you have to suck it down in one drink, it's not a good beverage.
If you have to hide it, and you can't even bear the sight of it, that's not the sign of an enticing drink.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's like beer or moonshine, but I mean, it's good for you.
So I took one sip. I don't understand how anybody can drink an entire can of that crap, because that is disgusting.
It's got a weird smell to it.
Oh, it smells like vomit. I say it smells like vomit.
The viscosity. Very
viscosity.
Viscosity.
Joe College over
it's
here.
It's a viscosity. Word I associate with oil. Yeah. Again, not a
viscous.
A word I associate with motor oil. Not something I want to be thinking about when I'm enjoying a drink.
It's very thick. The tomato juice.
I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and act like I drink it all the time. But if somebody offers me one, if I'm over at your house and.
Gross.
You know, the missus offers me a can, I'll chug that bad boy.
I don't want to be in the room with somebody. Like, I hate sitting next to her on a plane when it's like, because.
You don't like Bloody Marys?
No.
Really?
No.
Ooh. Missing out.
Not my bag. Not my bag.
Huh.
Corner 16. The drive continues. Let's go to the phones. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Hi, sorry, W.
Philly.
How you, Brandon and Bear Brown, now?
We're doing pretty good, Phil. Doing pretty good, not going to lie. Corner 16, it's lit.
Did Brandon already divulge about four or five meals?
Only one, Phil. Only one.
He's pacing himself.
Oh, I'm proud of him. I guess Bear's going to take home one on the way home, huh?
I'm going to eat here in a few minutes, Phil. I'm getting ready to order.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Huh. Guys, it's a slow day. We start talking about what the skull cans are drinking, you know.
Well, Phil, let's be honest about it. We can break down this game if you want. What does Tennessee need to do to be successful? Is Alabama susceptible anywhere? But as this week is going along, that just kind of depresses me because the truth is Alabama really isn't susceptible anywhere. And so a little comic relief, I find, is necessary sometimes.
Well, yeah, I guess it is. Just watching Tennessee football is kind of like comic relief, you know what? You got Butch Jones coming in town again. Oh, God. I want Tennessee fans to remain of the guy, though. I can't stand that guy at all.
Remember when Kiffin came back a couple of years ago for the first time, and it was just like end times around here? People, oh, my God, is he going to make it in okay? Like, we were seriously wondering if somebody was going to shoot the guy.
Yeah.
When he's here, and now it's like Butch is coming. It's like, oh, yeah.
Kiffin's mom was scared. Ain't nobody
Butch Jones
scared.
Will be here.
I at least respect Kiffin. I don't respect Butch Jones at all. He just about put our program into the, you know, the middle, all the way down in the crater of the earth. You know, Jeremy Pruitt's got to bring it out.
I understand that the guys around the office, the new staff, have a very, shall we say, creative nickname that I cannot repeat presently refer to Butch Jones as these days.
Well, pass it on to Byron, and he'll give it to me somehow. I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Guys, Tennessee basketball, are you pretty happy being second in the East? I mean, second in the SEC?
I'm not disappointed. I'm not triggered by it. Sure, I'd like to be picked number one. Did you see what Ben Hallen said, Phil?
No, what did he say?
He said the media got it wrong. He said Tennessee is the class of the league and the team by which every other team in the SEC will be measured by.
Wow. Well, I guess, you know, Ben Hallen's a good coach. In all honesty, Tennessee probably kept Mississippi State from going to NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a lot of experience, Phil. We've got good players. We've got depth. The only thing, question mark, we've talked about it a billion times, is point guard depth. Hopefully that doesn't get us. If it doesn't, then I say you set your sights as high as they possibly can. You know, I mean, defend your conference championship, win the SEC tournament, and compete for a Final Four appearance this year. Those are my goals this year for Tennessee basketball.
Yeah, you look at Tennessee, they're 10 deep in players. And the key of the whole season, like I've said before, is Jordan Bone. If Jordan Bone plays well, we've got a chance to have a great season. If he don't, we'll be on the bubble.
And that was kind of the story of last year's team. When we struggled, we were generally struggling at the point guard position, getting production from that. And even that, you know, I'm not going to pin the Loyola loss on Jordan Bone, but he did not play particularly well that game. So we need him to be consistent this year.
Well, really, none of the guards played well in that game. I mean,
No. Bowden tailed off at the end of the year.
Have you seen that big old DJ Burns and some of these reels I've been seeing on in practice? That guy looks like a Zach Randolph.
Yeah, I have. Did you notice how big Jancic looks now?
Yeah, he's about 230, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's a moose. I didn't realize they could put that much weight on him that quick. Have you seen him?
I have not.
Well, I won't interrupt him. I want Brandon to get him another meal before he gets out of there. See ya.
I'm calling it, Phil. I might have a milkshake, but
nothing like it.
Not another meal. I can't.
You're a growing boy, Brandon. You had all the. I didn't see anything green on that plate. Are you eating your vegetables?
Yeah, I love vegetables.
You're not like Rick Butler back in the Fan Run Studios, who's managing.
He's never eaten a vegetable.
When was the last time you ate a green vegetable, Rick?
The last time I've eaten a vegetable?
A green
oh
vegetable.
Oh, my gosh.
Does not count on a burger.
I genuinely can't remember. I feel like this is dating back a while, too.
You haven't had any broccoli or green beans this year at all?
I might have had I had like a fake Thanksgiving dinner over summer, so I probably had some green beans. But other than that, yeah, I'm never going to go out of my way to get myself some vegetables.
Rick, you need to get you some raw broccoli.
Raw broccoli?
Just eat it.
No, that sounds miserable.
No, it's good for you.
Some people can't eat cruciferous vegetables, though.
Put some hair on your chest. Quick timeout. Joel is next, then Josh. Stay with us. The Drive rages on live from Corner 16 on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
The jostling and positioning has begun. Is everybody like they sign up for the Copper Card? They tell us like why they should win. They want to campaign for it, and I wish I could give everybody the Copper Card.
It's the luck of the draw.
When people like try and bribe you. Say hey, you know, slip
pick
you.
Pick me,
Sherry says.
Yes.
Pick me. We appreciate you coming out. She loves the drive. They're laying it on thick here. They want that $25 Copper Card for sure. And she is saying, she said, don't give it to Westchester and D.C. Coltrane because, quote, they're here all the time. Now Westchester won it last time.
Yeah.
There's no rules. I mean, he could win it again. He could win it again.
No balls.
She's ready. She's ready to kick it off. She is ready to kick it off. Unbelievable. Come on out. You still got half an hour to register for the Copper Card. 1640 Bob Kirby Road. If you're in West Knoxville, what are you doing? It's disgusting.
Not that you're
like,
talking to me. That's the tone you take when you're getting ready to rip me.
He's licking his onion ring suggestively. Things getting out of hand this afternoon here at Corner 16. Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200. Joel has dropped. That means Josh is next. Good afternoon, Josh. You're on the drive.
Hey, Russ, Mayor, Brandon. Hope you guys are good today.
What's up, Josh?
And a whole lot, man. Listen to that Pruitt and tomato juice deal. I mean, man, he's one of us. If he ever was a coach that could come in here, he is East Tennessee, man. I mean, he's as country as they come. And I kind of love it.
You enjoy it, tomato juice, Josh?
I love it, man. And if you're hungover, get you half a glass of tomato juice and a half a beer. And that's the hangover cure right there. Yeah, my grandma used to can it. Yeah, I love it. I grew up on it.
So.
You like lettuce and onions, Russell? You ever eat that?
I've never had that. I can't say that I have.
I bet Brandon has.
I bet it served at Sunday dinner up there on Bent Spoon Road.
I'm sorry, Josh, I missed it. I caught
lettuce and onions.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure my mouth.
You can't say your country, man. You ain't never eating no lettuce and onions.
Yeah. He's calling you out. He's questioning your country. Lettuce and onions. Road.
I want to talk about this basketball thing. I think it's a lot bigger deal than everybody's thinking. Basically, what's happening now is these shoe companies are funneling these kids to the coaches. Well, they've seen this FBI deal that's went down, and, you know, now it's just out in the open. They just going to funnel these AAU guys, they're just going to funnel them straight to the G League now. That way there'll be no under-the-table shady stuff going on. I mean, it'll basically be...
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, why risk getting drug into court for allegedly defrauding universities over, you know, funneling prospects money when you can do it above the table, I guess, in this G League situation that they've announced today?
Yeah, I think it could really affect this, you know, college basketball overall, because even not saying Kentucky and Duke and them are going to fall off, but there's going to be a period where they kind of have to find what they want now. You know, if these top kids start going to the G League, you know, it's just going to, you know, there's going to be a transition period there, and it's a good opportunity for teams like Tennessee that kind of have a settled roster, and you know, Barnes seems to have his program rolling, so I think it's a big opportunity for Tennessee.
Yeah, I tend to agree, Josh. I said that earlier. I think that it's going to hurt disproportionately the Dukes and Kentuckys of the world who are going after the players who really only have an intention of staying in college 1 year, and that's because they have to. And I don't know that it really impacts what Tennessee does that much, because Rick Barnes has shown, you know, the fans all want the five-star, and we're all happy to get Josiah James, but Rick Barnes has shown he doesn't need that kind of talent to win, so I don't know that it's going to hurt him as badly.
Hey, one more thing, and I'll get out of here. You know, everybody's talking about Bama like they're the greatest team that's ever been on the field, and I'm not saying we're going to beat them or even play with them, but, you know, I remember Nebraska winning 44 straight games, and I heard this same kind of talk. You know, somebody's going to beat Bama. I don't know. I don't know if it's this year, but, you know, nobody, you know, everybody loses at some point, you know. So, they're not unbeatable as much as they seem to appear to be anyway, I don't think. But anyway, y'all take care. See you.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. Josh is hopeful. Josh is hopeful. He is not waving the white flag of surrender towards Alabama. I mean, hey, it's why they play the game.
Did you expect anything less out of Josh, though?
No, he's gung-ho.
Yeah. That's what I like about him.
All right, Brandon, you're seeing it right now. You said you have to see it to believe it. And here, do not get your hands near his face, ladies and gentlemen. Bear is taking this meatloaf behind the woodshed, ladies and gentlemen.
I wasn't wrong about the mac and cheese, was I, Bear? Delicious.
I mean, it's fairly stout, yeah.
Don't eat on the air, man. That's rude.
I heard you all do it.
That's rude. Stop. Let's get John Tweet in here next. Tweet, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
I do not share Josh's optimism about the Alabama game, but that's fine. I guess I'll watch. No, I won't watch. I'm going to a wedding. Never mind. It's not mine. Don't worry.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I'm trying to recognize this is one of 12 opportunities that you get to see Tennessee play football. I'm kind of taking the TNT, the Tennessee Tom approach. I'm just looking for improvement here. Can we play a clean game, not turn the ball over, not shoot ourselves in the foot, move it a little bit on them, score some points, hold them to less points than Missouri did last week. You know, those are the kind of things I'm going to be looking for. And do we have enough to build on to where you could say, okay, we could take that and translate that into a win next week at South Carolina in a game that's going to be very important?
Well, that's kind of why I think you might see they'll score, they'll get up by about 20 or 25 or 30, and then they'll just, you'll have a pillow fight. You know, Saban will just run clock. You know what I mean? He won't be trying to go down the field anymore. And
that's fine. You know, like, if we get out there and it's just unwinnable and we just can't compete, and Saban wants to take the year out of it, then at that point, hey, let's not get anybody hurt like we have the past couple of years against these guys. Let's move on to South Carolina and get another big road win in this league.
That's the one. I guess that's what the most. How many do we need to win out of the next? We have three now, so we need to. You'll call Charlotte a given. So you need to either beat who? South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, or Vandy. You need to win two out of those four.
Yep.
Correct. So we're calling Vandy and South Carolina your two must out of those. Thinking Missouri's better than those, the rest of them, and Vandy's pretty good. Or, excuse me, Kentucky's pretty good. I apologize.
I don't know. I mean, South Carolina's
out of those
already beaten
four.
Missouri. So
you think most beatable out of the four remaining other than Bama?
Would be
call
Vanderbilt.
The two.
Vanderbilt, Oop. For sure.
Vanderbilt, second most beatable then.
I think all those teams are the same. Probably not Kentucky, but I think it's
Kentucky's pretty good, are they not? Yeah. I would say they're the least beatable.
Yeah, so I'm saying South Carolina, Missouri, and it's kind of a coin flip because that was a coin flip game. I mean, South Carolina won it, but it was a sloppy game, and they won it at home. It's probably a game that Missouri wins at home, quite frankly. So I don't see a lot of difference between those two teams.
Yeah. So you guys were talking about I'm of the mind that the top programs, the UNC, the Kansas, whoever's involved, the Kentucky, nothing's going to happen to them. But let's say something does happen to them, and Russ, like you're saying, this is going to adversely or negatively affect them more than others. If all the best players are going straight to the G League, who do you think gets their pick of the next best players? You think it's going to be us over them?
Well, that's what
I think
I'm
it
saying,
affects.
Though.
Every I think that the scale just shifts. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I do, but I don't think it matters for us as much. Do you? Let me ask you this, John. Do you think John Calipari, if he took the three-star laden roster that Rick Barnes has been working with up until now, do you think he would have gotten the results that Rick Barnes has gotten out of it? I don't.
What I mean to say is, if he gets those threes, what you were getting as threes are now turning into twos and ones. So I think you're just, you know what I mean, moving the scale. I'm not sure if I'm describing this right, but you're just simply, where he normally got five, he's going to now have threes, and where you normally got threes, you're going to get twos and ones. I mean, I'm sure it's not that dramatic, but all you're going to do is just remove the top ones, and it's still going to be dispersed the same.
I understand what you're saying. I don't agree that we go down a notch. I don't agree that we're recruiting.
No, I'm hoping he's getting it rolling. That's what my hope, same thing you're hoping, is that, hey, he's elevated it now to back to where it should be, which is us, Kentucky, and Florida should be the three top teams in the league year in, year out. There's no reason for Bama to out-recruit us. None. Not in basketball.
From here on out, he's going to be signing pretty good players every time.
I would think so, yeah. And I'm hoping so, and I'm glad he's kind of – I don't know if it took him having to build it to be able to do it, or if somebody finally lit a fire under him and he finally said, hey, we're going to go out and start playing in the gray a little bit. I don't know what happened, but whatever it happens, if it continues, thank God. We got a chance to be elite in basketball way before we're ever elite in football again.
Stargazing barn basher.
Stargazing barn. All I did was simply ask the man to recruit Bear, and the man are commensurate
like
with the rest
done
of the league.
A lights out job of that so far.
This season, he's had one
he's
year
got two of
lights out.
Two of the most electrifying
recruiting.
Players in the Southeastern Conference on his team, Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams. I mean, who you want to talk about?
I don't know, Bear. I don't know. It's going to be the first back-to-back player of the year to go into the European League and start. Good day.
Who cares?
How miserable. What are you doing, John Tweed? You're not that miserable. I know you, Tweed. You're not that miserable.
I'm beginning to think he is. You may know him better than I do.
Who takes a shot at Grant Williams today?
Only John Tweed when he's trying to score points with the idiots in the cheap seats. Sad.
Who cares if he goes to I mean, he might go play in Europe, but guess what,
he'll everybody dominate the SEC.
He'll make about 200 grand a year for 10 years,
have no bills,
and then he'll come back with a fat bank account, great education. He's one of the smartest basketball players we've ever had here.
Probably
he'll do whatever
degrees.
He wants.
I
I don't know.
Yeah, he could pop up and end up going to Yale. Some post-grad.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Back with more after this.
The Drive. And a level of information that nobody else has. This is The Drive.
Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of The Drive.
South Carolina is the biggest game left on Tennessee's schedule.
No.
Please form your response in the form of the game.
Wreck it. I think the biggest game left on our schedule is Kentucky after Alabama.
I'll wreck it, and I'll agree with Bear. And then I would say Missouri.
I'm going to check it, and here's why. If you lose to South Carolina and you go into that month needing three wins, it means you have to beat both. Assuming we don't beat Kentucky, which I'm not, but they're the best. The conversation we were just having with Tweet, you know, they're the best of those three, the final three teams. If you lose to them, then you have to win out. So this game gives you cushion if you beat South Carolina, sure, headed into the month of November. Stanford wins tonight at Arizona State. The Fighting Herm Edwards.
Is this in? Do I need to write this one down?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was against Stanford and
you're
Arizona
up, Russ.
State?
I am going to check it. The Cardinal picking up a big road win. You play to win the game.
Who's in second place now?
We're tied.
You go ahead and take honors there.
I'll check it. I mean, yeah, I'd like to pick Arizona State, but we're more likely to lose.
Who's coaching them?
Herm.
What's said that like a minute ago.
What's their record now?
3-3.
Record.
What's Stanford?
4-2.
So, Brandon, you're going with the Cardinals?
Yeah, well, the Cardinal.
Do you think Stanford's nickname is the Cardinals Bear?
The Cardinals, Stanford Cardinals.
Like the bird?
Yeah.
No.
Just pick the game. Color.
I'm going to go with Stanford. The Cardinals.
The Broncos beat the Cardinals tonight in Arizona. Busy night in Tempe.
What say you, Smith?
Check it. Broncos on the road.
I'll check it as well. Arizona sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Broncos as well.
What's the matter, Brandon? You sound all downtrodden.
I can't make up any games. I can't gain any ground.
This is what I ran into last year. You got to be very, very crafty and
those first strategic.
Those first few weeks are critical. It's critical.
So is Rick not picking?
No.
Who do you like, Rick?
I like the home team. I like the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
What about the college game?
I actually also like the home team. I think Herm Edwards gets a huge one here.
The Sun Devils.
I do. Sun Devils.
Who did you take in the first one, Bear?
Sorry. Stanford. Check it or wreck it's brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of the drive. You check them out online at wreckintoacheck.com.
They'll come to you.
And turn your wreck into a check. Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, call 865-546-1111 to speak to a licensed attorney immediately at OEB.
Did you see how he did that, Brandon, at the end of the segment?
John Tweet says, he says, the day we stop bragging about how smart our players are is the day we start winning again.
John Tweet, you're a miserable, miserable man.
Who doesn't like having smart players?
No. No.
Would you rather win with a bunch of dudes who don't know how to tie their own shoes or be mediocre, you win a little bit, but you don't do anything in the tournament with a bunch of choir boys.
I kind of like the way we're doing it. Sorry, it's just me. I'm proud of this team. I enjoy watching them. I'm going to hate it when these kids are gone. It's been a lot of fun. I like this crew. And I like the way Barnes does it. Doesn't feel sleazy, does it? And you're rooting for your own team. It's a fantastic feeling.
The
John.
Barnes Bashers like to feel sleazy, though. They like to live on the edge. It turns them on.
I mean, look at them. Look at who we're talking about here. Phil, Jamie, John Tweet. Who else is in that boat?
They want to go into the gray area.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a date on Skid Row.
I mean, they give no thought to the fact that any time a Tennessee basketball coach even looks over there at the gray, Russ, we're on probation for 3 years.
It's true. It's true. But some bowl projections here. Got some bowl projections for you.
Are we in there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be at Auburn now. Everybody thinks we're going to win six. 247 Sports has us going to the Music City Bowl to play Virginia Tech.
Ooh. That'd be an interesting matchup.
USA Today has us in the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl against TCU.
That'd be a nice little trip. That's in Dallas, isn't it?
It's in Houston.
Houston.
Houston's a fine city.
ESPN, Kyle Bonagura, whoever that is, has us playing Auburn. He's got Auburn playing Michigan State in the Gator Bowl. Mitch Sherman has Tennessee playing Wisconsin in the Gator Bowl. Big Mitch Sherman guy. I've always said, love Mitch Sherman.
Seems to know his stuff.
Yeah, not like that Kyle Bonagura guy.
Bonagura.
Liberty Bowl. Sports Illustrated has us in the Liberty Bowl against Iowa State.
That would be a snooze fest. Nobody wants to go to Memphis in December.
And we don't want to play that Iowa State team that just loves slaying big names.
Yeah.
Sporting News has us in the Independence Bowl playing Syracuse.
Ugh. Where's that? Shreveport?
Yeah.
That used to be the Weed Eater Poo Line. The Poo. Yeah. No.
And SB Nation has us in the Liberty Bowl playing Oklahoma State. Play against the Mullet.
Might be fun.
Take on the Cowboy.
I guess just take him behind the woodshed.
I wouldn't mind going. You say who wants to go to Memphis? We haven't played in that bowl game since I've been following Tennessee.
I'd rather go to the Liberty Bowl than go to the Music City Bowl. For me, it's all about the trip.
We beat Minnesota sometime when I was in high school in that bowl. Foggy was a quarterback for Minnesota.
I want to play the best possible opponent. I want to take my shot against, playing Iowa State. That does nothing for me. Playing Wisconsin would be pretty cool. Even though we played them a couple, like they were a borderline top five team coming into the year, and they haven't lived up to the billing. I would love to see what this staff could do with a month to prepare for that game. You know, we would be all fired up for it. It would be a disappointment for them. I would love to play a team like that. It'd be a lot of fun. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. We'll dig deep and pull out a winner for this copper card and wrap things up on the drive right after this. It's Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
All right, wrapping up on The Drive this afternoon. Want to thank Corner 16 for having us out here. Want to thank everybody who came by to say hello to The Drive this afternoon. We're going to be back out here one more time next month, and we will let you know about the date for that coming up here in the coming weeks on Fox Sports Knoxville. Tomorrow, we're going to be at National RX, our Friday home. See us. Great giveaways tomorrow as well, and I'll go ahead and let you know we're going to be doing another shindig next week. If you want to come out and join us on Thursday, we will be broadcasting all day long starting at 10 a.m. Talk Sports. We're going to be live from El Charro on Sutherland Avenue. We'll be celebrating our new FM signal, 105.7, that we've got out there in the neighborhood. El Charo Mexican Restaurant, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be there all day, so the Talk Sports guys will be there. You can go see Chance and Trey on It's Optional from 1 to 3, and then we'll be doing our thing from 3 to 6 at El Charo. So,
excited. Just It's Optional today?
Some of it, yes.
Trey had on Nick Bromberg.
Nick Bromberg.
I'm big sorry. NASCAR guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I missed that one.
It's hilarious. Chance had to sit through a NASCAR segment.
Great story. Bear, why don't you grab the draw box here and let's give away this $30 gift card. Are you going to do it while you drink that milkshake?
I might.
Bear is digging deep. He says this is in no way rigged. This is the winner. David Cole. What a terrible name. Imagine going through life as David Cole.
Are you kidding me? A big DC?
Oh, it's DC Coltrane. You're sitting right there. That's, I didn't mean anything by it, DC. It's a fine name. Fine name. How about that? Westchester wins it last time. DC Coltrane wins it this time. I mean, yeah.
I like
Rob,
how
Rob's questioning the integrity of the drawing process here.
I've always picked it fair. I like how Westchester has his name written West Chester. Not one word.
Folks, it's been a pleasure. If you couldn't make it out, swing by sometime this weekend. Again, corner16.com. You can order online and then drive up, pick it up. I've done that several times. Just make the order real quick. Come out here. They bring it right out to your car. Pretty awesome stuff. Corner16.com. Check them out. Show some love to one of our newer fan-run sponsors here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Folks,
this is incredible.
I sit corrected here today. I thought that Bear was going to ignore us and not eat again with us, but
it is a little shocking.
He demolished an entire plate of food. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes,
you gotta see how fat
mac
I am.
And cheese. You're not fat.
Big mama,
you extra pounds.
I mean, easy. Mama said I was big boned. Bit husky.
You're all right. You're all right. You're not a two-seater. You're one and a half. We love you, Bear. He is going to town on that milkshake, man. I've never seen a man.
You're going to get a brain freeze.
Yeah.
Nah. You know what causes a brain freeze? It's not in your head. Cuts off the blood flow. Slows it down.
Mr. Wizard. Okay, we're done here. I think we're done here.
It's true.
I think we're done here.
It's true.
Big thanks.
Look it up.
Big thanks to Rick Butler, all his hard work behind the scenes this afternoon. For Bear Brandon, I'm Russell. Stay with us. Overtime coming up next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. The Drive.